You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for evangelist Pat Montgomery with a word from the Lord.
Thank you, Minister Mel. It is always a privilege and an honor to broadcast as one of God's ministers, and I give God glory for the opportunity to minister on the word, to minister the word of God on your program, Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, KRAJ 100.9, The Heat FM Radio. May God continue to bless you. Well, praise God, we are still landing after a very successful move of God here in the high desert. Hallelujah. The Antelope Valley Tent Meeting Revival, MacAdam Park. God indeed delivered a powerful word, fellowship, and worship each night, June 25th, 26th, and 27th. And we will never, ever be the same. Glory to God for the vision He gave us to make us better through revival. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you to all who participated in any way whatsoever. It was absolutely awesome. Glory to God. So, in my spirit, and because of my salvation, praise God, I am led this morning to continue to give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. So that is the message God wants us to leave with you today, to just simply be thankful. Praise the Lord. We know in Psalm 100, in that fourth verse, it says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name." Be thankful to him and bless his name. Now, as we look over in Philippians 4, verse 6, it says to be anxious for nothing. I don't care what you're going through this morning. The word of God says in the sixth verse of that fourth chapter of Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hallelujah. Well, our focus scripture, and the Bible is full of scriptures encouraging and admonishing us to praise the Lord and to give him thanks. So we're going to look at Psalm 92, and I'm just going to read verse 1. And it says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." Hallelujah. Amen. Why is it a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord? Because God is good. His mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. And his truth endureth to all generations. God is good, and he is greatly to be praised. Read that whole 92nd Psalm when you can. Hallelujah. We need to be thankful. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. He puts food on the table and gives us a place to stay. Hallelujah. All we need to do is call upon him in spirit and in truth and be thankful each and every day, hallelujah. Not so much for what God is going to do, but for what he has already done. Hallelujah. He went all the way to Calvary, died upon the tree, rose again on the third day with all power in heaven and earth in his hands so that you and I would be forgiven for our sins and have everlasting life with him. Now I'm going to pause right here and say, if there's anybody out there listening that have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you can do it right now. The Bible says in Romans 9 and 10, if you want to receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, confess Jesus with your mouth as Lord and believe in your heart that after 3 days, God raised him from the dead. And then you go on down in Romans 10, 13, and the word of God says, for whoever you are out there, whoever, hallelujah, shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. My brothers and sisters, we need to be thankful and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. You want to live a blessed life? I challenge you to just start giving God thanks. Hallelujah. I didn't say to give him thanks for some circumstances you might have found yourself in that we perceive as negative, but in all things, not for all things, in all things, continue to give him thanks. And I do decree and declare to you right now, he will show up and he will bless your life. Hallelujah. I hear the psalmist saying, and I too will say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, people of God, and let us exalt his name together. For you see, I sought the Lord, and he delivered me out of all my troubles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises to his name, because God is good and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. In all thy ways, acknowledge him in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ. Thank God for being our Father. Thank God for Jesus, who gives us the victory through his shed blood. But thank Jesus also for the precious Holy Ghost. Thank the Lord that he is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. He is a counselor. A mighty God, an everlasting Father. Jesus is our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Therefore, it is good to thank him because he is a way maker. Hallelujah. He is a burden bearer. Thank you, Jesus. My way out of no way. Thank you, Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I encourage you today, bless him. Give him thanks. No matter what it looks like, give God thanks. Hallelujah. Do you know him out there today? Do you know him as Jehovah Jireh, your provider? Hallelujah. Thank him for being the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Thank you, Jesus. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. We need to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for all of your goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I heard somebody say, I ain't gonna let no rocks cry out for me. I'm gonna give him praise as long as the blood is running warm in my veins, because I know he is worthy of all my honor. He's worthy of all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. He brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And for this, we should give him praise. We are his workmanship. We were created to give him praise and thanksgiving. You know what, people of God? Jesus loves us. He loves us so much. Are you a sinner? You have not come into the glory of God on today. You do not know him in the pardon of your sin. We invite you to accept him today. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. John 10:10 says that the thief, the old devil, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came, praise God, that we might have life and life more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And in my closing, I want to use St. John 8:32 as a source of inspiration for you today. Are you bound? Does the enemy have you bound by anything where you feel like you just can't be set free? Let me introduce Jesus to you this morning. He says in St. John 8:32, the Bible says, if the Son, S-O-N, Jesus Christ, makes you free, then you are free indeed. And in knowing Jesus, you will be made free. Just accept him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And don't forget to say thank you. God bless you and keep you is my continuing prayer.